Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, John Landecker and the Stones, and that's Route 66, and you need to get to the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66, because tonight's the night. We have the president and founder, Ron Romero. Hey, Ron, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. We have a lot of people we know in common. Tonight's the premiere, the very first induction class for the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66, right?
Yes, that's what our big exciting news is tonight. We're here at the Rialto Square Theater, and we're about to have our induction ceremony here in just a little bit.
So, you're the founder. Can you take us back to when you first thought up this idea for an Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then the process that you had to go through to get to this point? Because this is obviously the culmination of a lot of work on your part, Ron. I mean, really.
Well, I can't take all the credit. There's a lot of people involved, but
of course,
it started out in 2013 as an idea that I took in 2016 to another museum as an exhibit. And the president there said, this is bigger than what we have space for. You need to form your own 501c3 nonprofit and find a building and do it on your own. And she helped me assemble our first board of directors. And in 2017, we kicked it off. And now it's its own entity.
So when you say you kicked it off in 2017, what did that entail? Did you start taking nominations? Did you vote for who's going to be inducted?
Well, we're working on, first of all, getting the building for the museum itself.
Ah, okay.
So in 2017, we became a nonprofit. We became, we did all the legal paperwork, did all that good stuff. In 2019,
yeah,
we purchased the building, and we've been renovating it since then. We did get slowed down a little bit because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
We're moving right along with the building. And then last year on March, we were supposed to have our first Rock and Roll Hall induction. And it just didn't happen because of obvious reasons. So
right,
this is the rescheduled date from last year.
Well, you've been in you own Stage Right Productions, a live production company for sound and lighting, concerts and corporate events. And you know your way around what's going on down there at the Rialto.
Yeah.
I know a couple of guys. I know you got a couple of guys.
I got a couple of guys that know stuff about stage. I got a couple of guys that play in bands.
How about the criteria? How does one qualify for the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66?
So basically, we're looking for people who have significant ties to Illinois. It has to be that they were born here, that they recorded here, that they're based from here, some tie to Illinois. And they have to be in the business at least 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it's basically a significant contribution in albums and records that are nationally known or internationally known. Also, DJs, radio
mm-hmm.
stations,
yep.
Anybody that had to do something with making music great from Illinois.
Well, that is a very long and distinguished list, and I think that you're off to a really great start. When were the nominations, if that's the right term, received?
So, because this was supposed to happen last year, we started the process in 2018. We had about 4,000 people come and make nominations. Out of that, there were 800 unique nominations. Out of that, we had to choose 21 for a ballot. And then that choice went out to our charter members to vote on who should be on their first year.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 500 charter members from 25 different states.
Wow.
And that's who voted in.
That's awesome. And when did they become charter members? Back in 2017? I mean,
this has been going on for a while. Started charter memberships in 2017. And, you know, it's still, people can still become charter members. And if you want to be a voting member, then, you know, it'd be for next year and the year after that and so on.
How do you become a voting member? How do you become a charter member?
Well, real simple. Go to our website, which is road2rock.org and 2 with T-O. And there's all sorts of information. You can donate there. You can find out what our mission is, what we're doing, who we're honoring, and then also become a charter member right there on the front page.
Sounds great. You know, I find that Hall of Fames follow the same procedures that you did. They get a group of people that are intrinsic to that organization, and then... You said 4,000 people made nominations. Those are just 4,000 random people made nominations?
That's open to the general public.
Wow.
So, and oddly enough, we started the nominations this year. We're not going to close that until probably the beginning of next year. But we have nominations from across the world are voting for Illinois Music. So that's, you know, that was kind of the basis of what we're doing, is how Illinois Music touched the world.
That is very impressive. Nominations from around the world. Wow.
Crazy, isn't it?
which means, of course, that wherever they are in the world, they know that you are looking for nominations for the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Route 66. I mean,
they
got
it in the butt.
they got to know what's going on in the state of Illinois with rock and roll, no matter where they are in the world. I think that is just awesome. Man, I think
it's been incredible. And you know what? You know, I'm just a guy that loves music, and especially Illinois music. For me to be able to do this here with these people that are coming in tonight, these great bands that are coming in, for me to be talking to you, who have such a great background in radio, it means a lot. You know, I'm proud of all our people that are working on this, but I still geek out.
Well, you know what? Don't ever lose that. I mean, geeking out is something you've always got to keep with you. Otherwise, you become jaded, you know?
Yes.
I have people I geek out over all the time, and I continue to. And I probably bug the hell out of them. You know, guys that I met that I listened to on the radio when I was growing up, I was fortunate to meet, and I have bugged them. I'm sure when they see me, they like, where's the nearest exit? Landecker's coming again. He's going to come over here and bug me. He's going to play that tape. Please. No, you got to keep that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And tonight is a great example because the Buckinghams are actually playing a gig in Hillside. And Dennis Stefano, who's the original singer from the Buckinghams, flew in from California to play, and he asked for a backing band. And nobody knows it, but I'll be playing bass with him tonight. So that's another opportunity for me to geek out even more.
Wow. No, that's the ultimate geek out, Ron, that you actually go on the stage with one of the groups and play the hits. I mean, that's a thrill. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
You're going to love it. So you're that much of a musician. I didn't realize that.
Well, no, I just work cheap. So, no, I'm kidding.
So, do you read music? Has he given you a set list? Have you guys rehearsed? What's the deal?
We've been playing Buckingham stuff and all the bands I've played for years. All these guys that are here, you know, we've played some of their music along the line. So, we happen to know it. So.
Right. It's like everybody knows a Chuck Berry song. You know, you guys.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It gets down to let's go back a little bit. It was, you hit, get down to 27, did you say? 21 finalists?
21 finalists. Out of that, we selected seven of the performing groups. Yeah.
And then when they're selected, they're in. Is that correct?
Once the charter members vote on them, then they're in.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think we should probably get to who's going in and talk about them a little bit. Why don't you just lead off with who the order that you'd like to announce the inductees?
Sure. So we have, I'm not going to do it in any particular order. I'm doing
Mind. Right.
But we have Cheap Trick, we have Chicago, we have the Ides of March, we have the Buckinghams, we have Muddy Waters. There is also Buddy Guy. Who else am I forgetting? I know there's other Ides of March, I think I mentioned.
Well, let's see here. Who's being inducted? Buddy Guy and Buddy Guy's daughter, Carlise Guy, and son Greg Guy will be accepting for him. That's very that's very cool. Chicago will be accepting via a video message, as will Cheap Trick. REO Speedwagon, Kevin Cronin, who is the lead vocalist, will be accepting for the band, so he'll be there. Muddy Waters, Mud Morganfield, Muddy Waters' son, will be accepting the recognition. The Buckinghams, Dennis DeFano, as you mentioned, original lead vocalist, accepting for the band. Ides of March, full band accepting. You know, that doesn't surprise me at all. When you get down to Peter, when you get to Jim Peterick and the Ides of March, they all show up.
They are here and they're ready. They're actually doing sound check right now.
Well, that's just going to be fantastic. Then we have, where am I now? The full, oh, now we have, yeah, you said that there's some radio stuff in this Hall of Fame. And I'm just going to play you a little bit of why someone on the radio would qualify for such an honor.
On top of a pizza.
Yep, that's Dick Biondi, and one of his great big hits that qualifies him. No, that is Biondi. That is On Top of a Pizza, and Dick is being inducted tonight. And we'll do more with Ron when we come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, John Landecker back to talk more about tonight's initial inauguration of its first class, as they say in the rock and roll museum business, the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66. Ron Romero, the president and founder and the guy that came up with this whole idea, is with us on the phone. And we've already gone through Buddy Guy, Chicago, Cheap Trick, REO Speedwagon, Muddy Waters, the Buckinghams, the Ides of March. Now, which of those bands are playing? The Ides and the Buckingham? Oh, you're playing in the backup band for the Buckinghams.
For Dennis, yeah, for Dennis. Yeah. And then we also have, of course, Kevin Cronin from the REO, from the whole band of Ides of March here. Muddy Waters, of course, has passed, but his son, Muddy Jr., will be here to accept and perform.
Yeah.
We have John Primer here to represent Buddy Guy tonight, to play on his behalf.
No kidding.
Jimmy Sons from Shadows of Night is coming out to play.
You know what?
Sing a song for us.
I bet there's a jam session in store. I can just...
Well, you know
what? You know what? I can feel it right now. You get all those guys together, and, you know, a lot of them know... Well, obviously, a lot of them know each other for decades, but they've also been recently the cornerstones of rock. And that has been a really big success. That sounds fantastic.
Well, hopefully everybody brought their guitar with E, D, and A on it, and
yeah,
they'll be able
so.
To jam along.
And there is Dick Biondi, who is being inducted, and here comes Dick arriving by an ambulance. No. also, Larry Lujack, who has passed away. Both of them were good friends of mine. I've worked with both. You know, you go back over your career, Larry and I worked together two or three times in different incarnations. And Dick and I worked together, oh my gosh, three or four times. No, no, no. What are you going to do? Control the... You know, three or four times Dick and I worked together. And Larry has passed away. Dick is, I think, 89 now. And he... Yeah. He is the wild Italian, as he would say. And I see as the radio station WLSAM is being inducted. And that's just this first round. So this will be going on every year, hopefully, and you'll be getting construction going on 9 West Cass Street in Joliet. Is that where the museum is being built?
Yes. We're right downtown Joliet, and we bought a 3-story building with a lower level, so we've got over 25,000 square feet. We're in renovation mode now, and things are going well. And everything that we're doing so far has been donated.
Yeah.
We have all the trade unions and people who own companies that are donating materials and and donating their time and efforts to make this happen. So great
that is
community
just,
support.
That makes it even more special. Is there a way for the general public to donate money if they would like to? Because you're a nonprofit and, you know,
we would love them to. Yes. Yeah. If people visit our website at roadtorock.org, there's a way to donate right on the front page there. There's contact information there, too, if anybody would like to contact us and find out more about what we're doing.
As we say, Buddy Guy, Chicago, Cheap Trick, REO Speedwagon, Muddy Waters, The Buckinghams, The Ides of March, Larry Lujack, Dick Biondi, and WLS when it was a rock station, being inducted tonight into the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66, inaugural Hall of Fame induction. Please, Ron, pass my congratulations on to everybody. I know all those people, and send them my best wishes and the same for you, and have a great, great night.